Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Well, hello, I'm Bonnie Leota, a small town farm girl from Ontario who was bad. A problem child forced to prove my worth. So I worked hard my entire life. Went from zero to hero in business, becoming a top 10 global leader in two companies before finding the answer to my lifelong dream. I was going to find a way to empower all children before the age of 12. When I discovered that answer, I gave up my business life, I gave up my title and my teams so that I could help parents transform their problem children into outstanding leaders. And here's what I've learned. Champions are not born, they are created. Tiger Woods, Wayne Gretzky, Steve Jobs, Serena Williams, not one of them arrived in this world finished. Every single one of them were made. They practiced, they trained, they fell down and they got back up 10,000 times before the world ever called them great. Now, we believe this about greatness. We build entire industries on it. We'll spend a fortune to develop a child's swing, a child's jump shot, a child's voice on stage. So let me ask you this question. I want this to follow you into your parenting world starting today. If a champion is created, then what exactly are we creating at home? Right now, while most of the world looks away, there's a child behavior pandemic and it's stealing our children quietly, steadily, at a scale the world has never seen before. And here's the part almost no one is willing to say out loud. It seems like the more successful we become, the less successful our children become. The harder we win out there, the harder it gets in here in our own homes with the very people that we love the most. And if we look around, we'll see we've never had more parenting books, more experts, more apps, more diagnosis than we have today. And our children have never been more anxious, more medicated, or more lost. More tools than any generation in history and more broken hearts than any generation in history. Something's not adding up. And deep down, we all already know this. There are now nearly 300 different disorder labels a child can be given. And according to the CDC, we spend nearly $247 billion every year treating childhood mental disorders. $247 billion. And the most terrifying part is not the size of the number, it's the direction of it. Every single year, the number of children suffering with a mental health disorder is growing. You see, we've been taught that the child's behavior is the cause and how we react simply is the effect. But I need to ask you something. Who's older? Who decided to have children? Who's the leader of the home? In the universal law of cause and effect, who then is the cause of what's happening? You see, the parenting industry, they saw that pain and it handed us explanations. It told us our children were born broken, born defective, born with something wrong inside of them that has to be managed, medicated, and labeled before they can be lived with. But wait, if champions are created, then children with behavioral and mood disorders, well, they're created too. And I want you to stay with me here because that one sentence changes everything. Nothing about a child is finished on the day they are born, and nothing is too late. Nothing is broken beyond repair. So my dream was by the age of 12, but it's never too late. You see, a spider is born knowing how to spin a web. Web making fully installed, no lessons, no practice, no mother spider sitting beside it trying to explain to them how to spin a web. But a child is not a spider. A child is not born knowing how the world works. A child does not wake up on their own second birthday and suddenly receive the instinct for patience, for cooperation, for sharing, for hearing the word no without falling apart. Those are not instincts. Those are skills, and every skill on earth must be taught. And yet, look at what we're taught to do in the parenting industry. We redirect. We teach them what no means. We hand out negative consequences for every negative behavior. We use timeouts, takeaways, grounding, bribes. And when none of those work, when we're exhausted and frightened and completely out of ideas, we yell. Now, find the equation inside everything I just said, because it's there. A child's negative behavior plus a parent's negative reaction is the equation. And every business builder in this room already knows this math. A negative plus another negative has never once equaled a positive. It can't. It never will. It guarantees only one outcome, and that outcome is called rebellion. So when the equation finally cracks the home wide open, we're told to take our child to the doctor. And we walk back out holding a diagnosis, a label. And here's the quiet heartbreak of it. The label explains the child, but it does not fix a single thing. Now we have a name for the pain, but we still have the pain. You see, order is heaven's first law. Alexander Pope wrote that almost 300 years ago. We understand this in business. We live it and we breathe it. We know the first ingredient of every success ever achieved is a burning desire. From desire, we set targets. We call them goals. We build a plan. We decide the exact price we're willing to pay. We put it in writing, and then we focus and we take daily action until the thing that once lived only in our imagination is standing right in front of us. That's how we build a company. That's how we build a fortune. But for our children, for the single most important thing we will ever build in our entire lives, we hand them a list of negative consequences. Now, imagine running your company that way. No vision, no goals, no plan, no training. Just a manager who shows up every day to punish the mistakes that the team was never taught how to avoid. You know, you would lose your best people inside a month. You would call it the worst run company in the world, and yet that's the exact operating system most loving homes are running on right now. And where did this even come from, this intention, this deep, unquestioning belief that a child is born defiant and has to be punished into shape? Do you know? It began in the 4th century with a man named St. Augustine when he wrote his doctrine of original sin. That's the headwater. That's where this river of punishment-based parenting first started to flow, and it's been flowing straight into our living rooms for over 1,600 years. But what if that's been wrong the entire time? Because Scripture never says your child was born defective. Scripture says the opposite. It says every child was made in the image of our Creator. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. In the image of God, He made them, male and female, He created them. This is not a defect. That's the highest pedigree in all the universe, and it's sitting at your kitchen table every single morning. So if the child's not the problem, then where does the problem truly begin? It begins with the most loving thought a parent has ever had. And trust me, I had this thought too. I want my children to have a good life, an easy life, and I'm going to work really hard so that they never have to. And although this is a beautiful thought, it's quietly dismantling our children, because underneath it, we believe we can give them everything and then punish them into being grateful for all of it. And that formula, that exact formula, is stealing our children right in front of us. Napoleon Hill saw this almost 100 years ago. In The Law of Success, he wrote three words about parents exactly like us. Poor, foolish creatures. Now listen to what he actually said, because it's profound, and most of us who build things, businesses for a living, we walk straight past it. I know I did. He says, many a man has found his place in the world because he was forced to struggle for existence early in life. Lack of knowledge of the advantages which accrue from struggle has prompted many a parent to say, I had to work hard when I was young, but I shall see to it that my children have an easy time. Poor, foolish creatures. An easy time usually turns out to be a greater handicap than the average young man or woman can even survive. Being forced to work and forced to do your best will breed in you temperance and self-control and strength of will and contentment and 100 other virtues with which the idle will never know. Poor, foolish creatures. You see, the chicken must struggle out of the egg to survive. The butterfly must struggle out of the cocoon, or it's going to be left to crawl on earth crippled for the remainder of its life, never once flying free. Struggle breeds confidence, and confidence breeds harmony. Order is heaven's first law. And yes, a diagnosis can give us, the parents, a kind of order. It gives us a name and a category and a reason, but then it leaves us standing there, holding all of that order with no solution in our hands at all. It just leaves us stranded. You see, I was a top 10 global producer coaching high performers to go and build the lives of their dreams. I knew the formula for success cold. I could hand it to a stranger and watch their whole life change. But then I would come home to four children, to a house full of yelling and arguing and chaos, and I could not make the one thing that mattered to me the most work at all. I had children the world wanted to label. I tried everything they told me to try. I redirected, I consequenced, I rewarded, I researched, I did every single thing the experts handed me, and the peace I was chasing kept slipping further and further away. It left me exhausted, resentful, but underneath it all, I was terrified because I was a success coach who could not fix her own living room. I will forever remember standing in my kitchen, my voice raised, at a child I loved more than my own life, watching the fear flicker across their face and thinking, who have I become? I had the success, but I was losing the very people the success was supposed to be for. And then I met Thomas. Now, I had no idea he knew the first thing about children. But when I saw him with my children, I saw the answer to my God-given dream from 1994. My child asked to play on his phone, and they had Nintendo DSs and cell phones and computers. They had everything that they could ever want or need, but yet they asked him to play Angry Birds on his phone. Now, I braced myself for the word that I had said 1,000 times, a word that would send them spiraling, and the word was no, but Thomas, he didn't say no. He looked at my children and he said, I would love for you to play on my phone. That's called a goal. A goal. Like, he took the very thing that I would have shut down and things that I would have shut down for their entire lives, and he turned it into something to work toward. He validated the desire instead of crushing it. And then he gave them a direction. He gave them a plan to follow. And I thought, you can parent with goals? You can raise a child on the exact same principles I'd been teaching high performers for years. Desire, goal, plan, the very formula I built my entire life on. And here it was right in front of me working with my children. So I started to ask him questions and I brought his philosophy into my home. And what I saw was the screaming and arguing stopped. Peace walked into my house, sat down, and stayed. No medication, no labels, no therapy, no managing their behavior, no trying to control them, no punishment. Authentic transformation from them, from the inside of their soul out. Now, I remember the first time that I saw it actually working to create harmony, and the moment was the same moment that just a night later ended up in door slamming, screaming for hours, a house full of tension. But this one night, my child looked at me, chose to do the hard thing all by himself without me because he finally knew how. My son had just discovered that he was capable, that he wasn't broken, that he never had been. So I transformed my parenting approach, and my kids transformed too. And I just thought every parent in the world deserved to know about this, and that was 14 years ago. So now I've witnessed thousands of children discover their greatness through a transformation in parenting. And I got to say, this is a God story. It all started with one decision: to stop managing my children and start building them, stop trying to control them, and step into my level 5 leadership that I had already trained for 18 years for. And so what's the answer for you? The formula for success is universal. And if desire is the very first thing that gives us fire, gives us a zest for life, gives us a reason to get out of the bed in the morning, then doesn't it make perfect sense that desire is exactly what will give our children a zest for life too? Goals. Now, knowing how to create success does not automatically hand your children the skills of success. The magic formula for cooperation, for harmony, for love, well, it's the same formula. When we give things to our children that they haven't earned, we kill the one thing that would have made them come alive. We kill their desire. And when we do too much for them, they never get to build their own neural pathways. We miss moments of development. And that right there is the quiet engine underneath the breakdown of our children's mental health. Every time we do for them the things that they could and should be doing for themselves, we are saying 4 quiet words: you can't do it. Every time we correct and correct and correct them again, we are unknowingly saying it's not okay to be you. We are unknowingly planting seeds of unworthiness in the very children we would lay our own lives down for. We're loving them into helplessness. We're loving them to death. See, every single human is born perfect, pure, potential, untapped skills, untapped genius. And we are all able to become anything we intentionally choose to create. So your child is not a problem to be managed. Your child is a champion who simply has not been trained yet. And here's the most exciting part about all of this. It's us. It's we, the parents, who have all the power to help our children succeed or fail. And if you're struggling with your children, it's not your fault. You've done the very best with what you've been taught, but you were taught a broken formula by people who were taught the very same broken formula before you. So this is not about blame. Blame will only keep you stuck on the floor. It's about awareness, and awareness is the first law of learning. So the moment you see it, you have the power to change it. And repetition, study, and execution, day after day after day, that's the second law. That's how everything you have ever mastered in your life became yours, and your child is exactly the same. So how do we breathe life back into our children? We step into our role as leaders. We stop doing things just to make them happy. We stop running the negative formula of so-called positive discipline, which was never positive at all. And we begin finally to believe in our children's capabilities. We bring them back into the daily process of life instead of handing them an iPad and sending them off while we go and do the important things, as though they were not the most important thing. Our one job is to prepare our children for life. And so we must stop punishing them for skills we've never taken the time to actually show them, not with words, but through actions. Children learn by monkey see, monkey do. We run our homes just as we build our businesses. We go proactive instead of reactive. We teach life skills instead of handing them a timeout. We show them what to do instead of only ever telling them what not to do. We ask questions like a great salesperson instead of barking orders like a tired manager. Here's the difference. Stop hitting your brother is a command, and it tells a child only what to stop. We use gentle hands like this is an invitation that teaches a child what to start. One shuts the door, the other opens it. Same moment, completely different child walking out of it. You see, a child doesn't learn to ride a bike from a lecture. They learn it from a parent who runs alongside, holding on, believing until the day they let go and the child rides. When we guide them to reach their goals, something close to a miracle happens. They begin to believe in themselves. So what's the formula? The same formula that built every success you've ever had in your life, now pointed straight at the heart of your child. Your child doesn't need another negative consequence to avoid. They need a goal to work for. That's the whole turn from running away from to running toward, from fear to desire. So validate their goals. That's positive. Then offer a proactive, positive attention with a parent-approved plan. And then follow by life skills training and practice until they master them. Your child takes action on the plan and you walk right beside them, encouraging them through the plan and reminding them of their purpose creates persistence. Something's born in that child that no consequence on earth could ever produce. Autonomy, purpose, the deep, unshakable knowing that if it is to be, it's up to me. Everything your child asks for is called a goal. Goal, plan, take action, perseverance. And let me leave you with the smallest, biggest truth hiding inside that whole formula. What are the first two letters of the word goal? That's right, G-O. So tell me, where's your child gonna go without a goal? Nowhere, and neither will we. So I encourage you to put on your crown of righteousness and lead your children. They're begging for it. It's time for change. And there's only one person alive who can make that change for your family, for your children, and that is you. Stand up and become the leader your children have been waiting for this whole time. Stop managing their behavior. Start building their character. You're not too late. Your child's not too far gone. And you are not the wrong parent for this job. You're the only one alive who can change it, fix it, help it. You already know how to build something great. You're doing it in business. So now go home and build the one thing that will outlast every other thing you will ever create, because champions are not bought, they are built. And now you know how. And if I have one more minute, I'll just say, if you want to send me an email, it's Bonnie@creatingchampionsforlife.com. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.